In late September, the basketball court at Shandaken's Glenbrook Park becomes a community dance floor where area residents and visitors are transported through music to Eastern Europe. This year marks the third anniversary of the Balkan Mountains Music Festival. But the concert series started years earlier, after a fire destroyed the Phoenicia Library in 2011. Library trustee Beth Waterman explains.
Well, the Phoenicia Library burned in March of 2011. It moved to a temporary location while we raised money and rebuilt the library. And when we reopened, we did a survey of the community to see what they would like us to present. It's called our plan of service. Music was one of the things they wanted to see. So in an effort to do some music that didn't duplicate other music in the area, we started doing some very unusual music from exotic countries. We started with Georgian polyphonic singing.
Samantha Awant-Gortel was at that concert. She's the Phoenicia branch manager for Ulster Savings Bank, which sponsors this now annual event.
First of all, I love watching live music because I think it's just so cool to watch people play an instrument, especially if you can't. The other cool thing about the first series that I went to, the Cabin Fever series, was that the instruments are very similar to what we use, but there was also a lot that were like, you'd never seen them. Names of them I can't even think of right now, but again, it's just a very different experience than going to listen to a, you know, four-piece band, drums, bass, guitar, singer, you know, so it's totally different experience, but it's really cool culturally to see those differences. We just also really enjoy sponsoring things that are of a cultural experience, artistic experience, so this kind of encompasses both. You know, as a mutual savings bank, we don't have any stockholders. Our investment is into our customers and our community. You know, we like to support these kind of events as the Balkan Fest, Cabin Fever series, and other cultural experiences, artistic experiences, or educational experiences in the area.
What's the Cabin Fever series? Is this part of that? Is this that? Did it start in the winter? How did that come about?
The Cabin Fever series was the series of concerts we had before the pandemic that were held in the Phoenicia Library in the winter. And, you know, once COVID came, we realized we couldn't have any more concerts in the Phoenicia Library. And also, the number of people we could seat in the Phoenicia Library was quite limited. So we moved to this outdoor venue. And we decided a Balkan Mountain Music Festival would be great, where we could have lots of brass and a big space for dancing. We started 3 years ago, and it's been growing every year. One amusing anecdote from the first year, when all the musicians arrived, they stood around and they looked at the pavilion and they looked at the mountains and they said, this is just like the Balkans.
Well, according to your material, Balkan is Turkish for chain of wooded mountains, so it makes sense.
Exactly, yeah. We have dance instruction at 3:30, and then this year we're having four bands, and it extends until about 7. And one of the unusual things about this event is that everybody holds hands and dances in a circle. And there's something about a whole lot of people who are enjoying the same experience that really just creates a sense of community that's, I think, very striking.
And they're all experiencing something new and unusual together, so that probably helps as a kind of like a bonding experience, right?
Exactly. It's the union of music and magic.
Has it been difficult finding people who play this type of music to come to the festival each year?
We're really fortunate to have a person named Matthew Fass, who is a music promoter, and he had a festival in Kingston, basically Eastern European music, that was wonderful. So he has the connections, and we hire Max to put it together for us.
We met Matthew, aka Max Fass, at last year's Balkan Music Fest and asked him, why Balkan music?
For me, I have loved the music now for about 25 or 30 years. I lived in California. I used to the UC Berkeley station, and I heard the Mysterious Voices of Bulgaria was my first encounter, really, with that. And then I started to hear more of the style. And then in the 90s, we used to rent videos from our local video store, and one of the movies we rented was called In the Time of the Gypsies by Imre Kusturica. And at that point, I fell in love with the style of music and the feeling of the music. So I decided at that point to play accordion, take up the accordion and play this Eastern European music. We're in the foothills of the Catskill here in Glenbrook Park, right outside of Shandaken, Phoenicia. The definition that I looked up said, or, you know, that I've always known was chain of wooded mountains, or, you know, the mountains, basically. So when you have a Balkan Mountains Music Festival, it's a little redundant. But, yeah, there's something about this little nook right here, just outside of, right off of 28, that I've been to Eastern Europe at least 15 times, and there's a flavor here that it's very similar to what I've experienced in Eastern Europe.
And Bulgarian musician Nikolai Kolev agreed.
My name is Nikolai Kolev. The name of my band is Červen Traktor, which means red tractor in English. I'm originally from Bulgaria, central Bulgaria, which is known as a Rose Valley. I'm just from that place. Right now, I mean, the last 28 years we live in New York City, but recently we moved to Wisconsin, actually, in the southern part of Wisconsin, the border with Illinois. We still do projects with New York area with local musicians. Where I am from, Middle Forest and Sredna Gora, which we call Balkana. It's very similar, the landscape. Trees, mountain. The instrument I play, gadulka, it's a typical for my region. In my village, named Karavelovo, many people play gadulka. And the time I was like 10 years old, maybe over 50 people play this instrument, so I learned from them first. In Rose Valley we are doing festival like this, similar, and people from United States come there to learn from the local people, you know, dance, how they dance, and to be part of it.
More in a moment, but first, a word from our sponsors.
A treasure within the hamlet of Phoenicia, Ulster Savings Bank is a proud supporter of this podcast. Visit them at 58 Main Street, call them at 845-688-5965, or online at ulstersavings.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Thanks also to the 52-mile Catskill Mountain Scenic Byway. For maps, itineraries, and links to area restaurants, shops, and accommodations, visit sceniccatskills.com. CatsCast is sponsored by Briars & Brambles Books, the go-to independent book and gift store in the Catskills. Located in Windham, New York, right next to the pharmacy, just steps away from the Windham Path. Open daily. For more information, visit briarsandbramblesbooks.com or call 518-750-8599.
This year's Balkan Mountains Music Festival returns to Glenbrook Park in Shandaken, New York, Saturday, September 23rd, from 3:30 to 7. You can kick up your heels to the music of Eva Salina, Mac and Cheese Balkan Power Trio, Bourbon and Breast Milk, and Pontic Firebird. The Balkans, by the way, are named for the Balkan Mountains that stretch across Bulgaria. But the region doesn't stop there. Other countries on the peninsula include Greece, Kosovo, Montenegro, Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, and Serbia, among others. At last year's event, I spoke with Kathy Goldman of Macedonian descent, who'd traveled from Rockland County to hear music from the Balkans.
My parents were from Macedonia. I was born in Syracuse, but they were culturally involved in the Macedonian culture, as well as the church, the Eastern Orthodox Church up there. So that's where, you know, I kind of learned all the dances and learned about the music. And we always played Macedonian music at home. there are mountains in Macedonia, and in fact, I visited my father's village, which was called Velushina, and there was a mountain similar to this, actually. So I kind of feel at home right now.
Back in Phoenicia, I asked Beth Waterman if she thought this Balkan Catskills tradition will continue.
Well, I hope so. I think you know, there is a community of people who enjoy Balkan music and come all the way to Phoenicia who aren't local to the area. I'm hoping that more people from the Catskills will come to join us this year.
Yeah, I went last year and it was a lot of fun. Very cool music. And I remember someone from the country of Georgia, maybe, who had made some kind of cheese bread, which was outstanding. So that was an added bonus. And I think you were serving it, Beth.
Yes, we had a woman living here from Georgia, in the Republic of Georgia, who made khachapuri, which is a national dish in the Republic of Georgia. She has since moved away, but I'm very much hoping that she will be able to come back for this and bring with her some cheese bread. We try to make it into a real kind of festive atmosphere.
Including your own garb, as I recall from last year.
Yes, I just bought a new outfit.
So if for no other reason to go to this festival.
Just to see Beth's outfit.
See my latest outfit.
Can't wait.
From the thrift shop in Pine Hill.
That's great.
Yeah, I tried it on and I said, Balkan Fest!
Perfect.
To see Beth's new Balkan-inspired outfit and to hear live Balkan music for yourself, head over to Shandaken's Glenbrook Park, September 23rd from 3:30 to 7. And if you'd like to start your day with another classic Catskills scene, don't miss the 19th annual Margaretville Cauliflower Festival. That's in Margaretville from 11 to 4. CatsCast will have a booth there, so please stop by and say hello. CatsCast is a bi-weekly production of Silver Hollow Audio. Please subscribe, give us a rating, especially if you like us, and sign up for our companion newsletter. All that and more at CatsCast.com. Until next time, I'm Brett Barry. Thanks for listening.